How's it going, everybody? My name is Jim Shear, and welcome to the free-for-all on Milk It Radio, bringing you new music since 1994. Crazy to think that the first music we brought you is now 21 years old. Dang. And in related dang news, I don't know if any of you have been watching the Stanley Cup Final or NBA Finals. And by the way, that's the way you properly say it. NHL is final singular and NBA is finals plural. But that Golden State Warriors-Cleveland Cavaliers series? Fascinating television. And during game one, I think it was in the third quarter, I said to myself, there's no way the Cavs can win. Golden State just has a better team. And then at the end of the game, Cleveland's all-star point guard Kyrie Irving broke his kneecap and I thought, they're done. Somehow they've banded together. Chemistry is a crazy thing, my friends. And Matthew Dellavedova has turned into a folk hero in Cleveland, Ohio. So we will begin the show with some big rock music. And like the Cleveland Cavaliers, rock music kind of standing on its last leg. I talked to a label contact a couple weeks ago, and he said, if you don't want your music to be played on radio, just plug in an electric guitar. Sad, but true. So we're going to start out with Friction from Imagine Dragons off of their album Smoke and Mirrors. This song has not been released as a single yet, although it should be. To me, it is the logical successor to Radioactive. And let's begin with Mercy from Muse off of their brand new album Drones, which is a concept album. Of course it is, because it's Muse. It seems like they always make concept albums. And this is also a back to basic album, which doesn't mean that the band is scaling back. Chris, Dom, and Matt just started writing all of the new songs on bass, guitar, and drums. And yes, you will hear keys in synths, but they wanted to take it back to their old school approach by just writing on those three instruments. So once again, back to basics, but still big enough to play in a stadium. So here is Mercy from Muse on the Free For All.
Show me my secrets. both know you need them. You're stuck in the middle of all irrelevance, and your heart is a beating.
Catch me if you can.
Handsome from The Vaccines off of their album English Graffiti. And one of the big music headlines this week was Katy Perry filing for the song title 1984. And a lot of people are speculating that this will be the response track to Taylor Swift's Bad Blood off of her album 1989. Unfortunately, Katy Perry's people said that she is not planning a retaliation track. And maybe she is, and her people just aren't spilling the beans just yet. And I love that Katy Perry seems like the only person in popular music to stand against Taylor Swift, because the world of pop music figuratively sucks from the teat of Taylor Swift. When she performs live, she always does cover songs, and a lot of times she will bring in the original artist to perform the song with her, and it, you know, it could be anyone from James Taylor to Tegan and Sara, and after they perform with Taylor, they experience the Taylor Swift bump. They sell a lot more albums and singles. And I know it's good business, but for once, I wish someone would say no. Coming up, we've got Cat Food from Aesop Rock. We've got Sound Clash from Flostradamus and Troy Boy. And Flostradamus is from Chicago, so I know he is probably watching the NHL Stanley Cup Final. But we begin things with, and I'm going to have a problem saying this, Phantasmagoria. It's sung in the song Phantasmagoria from Icky Blossoms, an electro pop group from Omaha, Nebraska, representing the Saddle Creek label. Big up to Mike Mogus. So here is, let me try it again, Phantasmagoria on the Free For All.
Oh, Head of my regular head, considering a regular character sketch. Food hoarder, communes with the flora, computes in cahoots with beauty and brute force. I got a brand new normal at a 30 in New York plus. Years at the fire pulling portions out of corn husk. Never mind time on the short bus. Terrifying errant knights thwarting any motherfucking fork-tongue sport. Arch to the flash in a high molar. Still his body less a weapon, more a bag of lipomas over medium. Treat skin tags like scratch-offs. Rap like black ops, rappers like lapdogs. You got the rad moves, caddy out the rap proof. Wait, 20-sided die at the crapshoot. Wait, looking for a black hole to casually collapse through. Try ion 9 by the cat food. There it is. Ooey dooey roast in a bilge. When the skinny from afar is Darby Gold in them hills. Time better let a couple truths decay. Is somebody gonna rue the day? Check, 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 catch him on the lamb.
I ain't joking.
No maps, no muster point.
I ain't joking.
I put a pebble on a tomb.
Joking.
Making bathtub meth, I'm joking. Here we go, the whip got a tongue and teeth. It's too tough, two bloodshot eyes with a tungsten blink. While any putrefying arrow wants your lungs in reach. I feel the vessel going zero to the fuck y'all think. And when your function fails, I'm on an undisclosed island. Stroking exotic animals, open a rocket science. Leaning a jeweler's loop over a stolen sock of diamonds. Pomade products, a portrait of modern triumph. Try us, back at a battering ram. Post taste, Cro-Mags. Wait till this Saturday plans grow legs. All you hear is intermittent code names. Ricochet around the geometry of a closed space. Unfrozen, part of his new J.O. Base of divine evil, heart of Kamuteo. Some people find the daylight to be oddly alluring. I was in the dark, dodging and burning. Maybe cause I look like an ugly dog.
I ain't joking.
Pack a wallop in the wheelhouse.
I ain't joking.
Leave brass tacks everywhere.
I ain't joking.
I own many, many homes. I'm joking. Here we go. All hot to we no costume. Black hoodie you can set your watch to. Tall drink, daps like an air raid. Radically detached with purveyors of the harebrain. Down with the ship, go a dozen fried wildlings. Up away, uppercase tri-state style kings. Get pie-faced, sent home tied to the sine wave. Lights off, spine on sideways. Riding down a block, scooping Bobby in a boogie down. Tony told me, tell him hello, 730 Noodle Town. Cool him down, global domination over Soul Bake. Situation comedy and broke dude cosplay. You don't want a meeting on an off day. Trading horror stories from the hollows. The summary as follows. These hate those and this thinks that's absurd. Yip yap y'all cats and birds. Meow 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 meow.
I ain't joking.
Talking rubes on the radio.
I ain't joking.
Suckers never play me.
I ain't joking.
I found Jimmy Hopper's body. I'm joking. Here we go.
Yeah, did some movies and started missing this rap shit. Back to rap, then started missing them movies.
Yeah.
Left these hoes to settle down with just one chick. Get with one chick, started missing them groupies. Stopped drinking for a year and I was all sober. Next year I got drunk and did it all over. Yesterday I quit smoking and swore I had enough. Till I smelt it in the club and had to take a puff. I got rich, learned life was a bitch. Now everybody's after all of my ends.
Get your hand out my pocket.
When I was broke, all love from my folks. But nowadays I'm losing all of my friends. Let the story begin. The grass is always greener on the other side. Always searching for another height. Ah. The grass is always greener on the other side. Caterpillar to a butterfly. The grass is always greener on the other side. Always searching for another height. Ah. The grass is always greener on the other side. Caterpillar to a butterfly.
Bye bye butterfly. Fly away. Bye bye butterfly. Fly away.
Yeah. Start exercising and went and got me a six pack.
That's right.
Was eating healthy and did away with the junk. Then I got lazy and started to want to kick back. My six pack reverted back to a good. When I'm at the crib, I'm mad I'm not at the club lit. When I'm at the club, I'm
damn night. Now sometimes I'd rather be with my kids. I got checks, gained a lot of respect. Now everywhere I go, they holler my name. But sometimes wish that I was disguised for peace of mind over fortune and fame. Guess what I'm really saying? The grass is always greener on the other side. Always searching for another high. Ah. The grass is always greener on the other side. Caterpillar to a butterfly. The grass is always greener on the other side. Always searching for another high. Ah. The grass is always greener on the other side. Caterpillar to a butterfly.
Bye bye butterfly. Fly away.
Last year got the Ferrari that I always wanted. Drove it crazy, got sick of it, had to trade. All my fans convinced me to grow my hair back. Grew it back, then started missing my fade. I got hits, start tripping, I wasn't underground. Got underground, start tripping, I need heat. When you down, then people give you the run around. But feels great to know who really gives a shit. You cut the grass and the snakes will show. And know your neighbor's fertilizer is fade.
Don't let it fool you.
We always searching for what we never had. Always ignoring what's in front of our face. We've been conditioned to think. The grass is always greener on the other side. Always searching for another high. Ah. The grass is always greener on the other side. Caterpillar to a butterfly. The grass is always greener on the other side. Always searching for another high. Ah. The grass is always greener on the other side. Caterpillar to a butterfly.
Grass is always greener from Ludacris off of his most recent album, Ludiversal. And I love when MCs get introspective because when I was growing up, MCs never showed their hands. They always just talked about how awesome they were. So I like the fact that Ludacris says that he worked out, he got a six pack, and then he lost it. He got the gut again. And as I get older, I can relate to songs like that. Coming up, we've got Sound of Sinning from Monophonics, a Bay Area band. And I think their first album came out in 2012. But if you look at the artwork of their albums and you listen to their music, you could convince yourself that they're a band from the 1960s or 1970s. And I think that this song sounds like a Black Keys single. So today I am pairing it up with Tighten Up from the Black Keys, and I just like the way these songs sound side by side. But before we get to that, I've got a song from Years and Years, who are my favorite new band of the year. They're a British electro-pop dance trio out of, did I say Britain? I don't know if I preface that with Britain, but they're a British electro-pop dance trio. Their debut album comes out on July 10th. Their song Desire is my favorite song of 2015 thus far, and this is their current single. It's called Shine. Enjoy it right now on the Free For All.
I remember us alone, waiting for the light to go. Don't you feel that hunger? I've got so many secrets to show. When I saw you on that stage, I shivered with the look you gave. Don't you hear that rhythm? Can you show me how we can escape? I was biting my tongue, I was trying to hide. I forget what I've done, I'll be redefined.
I was biting my tongue.
I was trying to hide. I'll forget what I've done. I'll be redefined. It's shaking sky and I'm following lightning. I'll recover if you keep me alive. Don't leave me behind. Can you see me? I'm shining. And it's here that I've been waiting to find. Wanna be the one you steal. I wanna
The 1-2 punch of Monophonics and the Black Keys. And this episode of the Free For All winding down. But before we go, I want to talk about another music headline. At the end of this month, on June 30th, Apple will launch Apple Music. And iTunes is now getting into the streaming game. And if you're not familiar with the backstory, Beats Music, I'm sure you're familiar with Beats by Dre, right? You've seen people with those headphones around their neck and on their ears. Well, Apple bought out Beats, who had a streaming service. That was put on hold. They combined their powers, and at the end of this month, they will launch their own streaming service. I think the first 3 months are free, and then Apple will compete against Spotify, Tidal, and all of those other streaming services, which kind of bums me out because I still buy music. Does anyone else out there buy music? I've seen numbers, I've heard people talk, but I still don't understand how people get paid off of streaming services. And according to some artists, they don't. So, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 years from now, I won't be able to buy music anymore. It's a crazy thing. So, coming up, I've got My Terracotta Heart from Blur off of their latest album, The Magic Whip. But let's begin with Born Again from Josh Garrels.
Came to the world, to the wild, no place for child. Use my voice to hide with the ghouls of night in the dying light. I had to learn to get what I need. Dark, empty instincts all guiding me like a beast to some blood, and I can't get enough. I'm losing control, my body, my soul are slowly fading away, but I'm ready now to feel the power of change. Fists up to fight, then I catch your eyes, so full of love. Lord, what have I done? I cry at your feet, wounded for me and all of the monsters and men. But here in your light, we can begin again.
Son, seem like a breath of fresh air. Back in the summertime, when we were more like brothers, but that was years ago. So if it doesn't seem like a protocol, I'm running out of heart today. I'm running out of open road to you, and I know you are the morning and your day.
Slow down, take it slow before you gotta go. You know you gotta go. ending is inevitable.
Single Life from Happy Camper featuring Peen Thief. And that song was the centerpiece of an animated short film, which was actually nominated for Best Animated Short at the Academy Awards earlier this year. It did not win, although I thought maybe it deserved it. So if you ever have two or three extra minutes to spare, watch the short film, A Single Life. It will put things in context for you. And that is going to do it for this episode of the Free For All. If you need to get a hold of me, I'm on Twitter at Jim Shear. And let's end this show with a nice summertime song. At least for me, when I hear this song, I just think of 90 degree weather, me being lazy, sitting out on the back porch, singing some Passing Me By from the Far Side. So until next time, my name is Jim Shear, and I will see yens later.
I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype, and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad, and I can be hot,
All I can do is stay up. Back as kids, we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good, downside she had a man. He was a Rudy suit, a nick and poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. My letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
Again, the dope is Ethiopian, and now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence, and I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her, and it was, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp, damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then the scientist is the one who loves you dearly, cause P.S. love me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender. Damn.
She keeps your back.